down. It's just straight up 240. Actually, so if you get the orange one, it's 230.
It must have dropped in price, which is good. So, yeah. All right. You ready, man?
Sure. Pokemon Go 2. No, don't do that. They haven't even released everything yet. Don't you know?
Three.
Don't you put that bad juju two, on me.
One. Welcome to Pokemon Go Podcast, where I waited an extra half second to see if Joe's going to jump in and do the phenomenal job like you did last week. That's all right. That's all right. We'll tag team this thing.
I haven't cracked open my Mountain Dew yet.
Oh, I see. Well, Charles would fall. That's Joe. Embrace the underscore Ard over there. And I love that people are on Twitter now, and when they tag you, they put hashtag embrace the underscore. That is awesome.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. And what's great is that's a hashtag that's hardly used at all. So I'm going to be claiming it.
There you go.
Since I Twitter so much.
No. So as you know, this is a podcast that is recorded live on Thursday nights on twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast. And of course, if you find it on twitch.tv in the replays, we have a whole slew of episodes you can go back and listen to. What are we on, Joe? 2,456?
203,
close enough. There we go. So we always like to kick it off because we're original and we stole the idea from somebody. The experiences of the week. Joe, what are your experiences this week?
Ooh, yeah. So
do we slap into a Slim Jim for that?
Oh yeah. Slap into a Slim. Oh man. Got a Snorlax this week. I mean, I know you can't actually see the Snorlax, you yourself. You have selective vision, but I did catch a Snorlax this week. And I also immediately when I heard about the Galarian Farfetch'd being available, I hopped on and popped an incense, and so I actually caught six of those along with a Swablu and a Roggenrola and a Shieldon. So that's pretty, it was a pretty nice. Yeah, it was a pretty nice incense there. So I was happy about that. But yeah, good week.
Now, there's some news that broke today. I'm sure it's in our headlines. I actually have questions about. I see the news that just dropped about Galarian Farfetch'd, so that's cool.
Yeah, but it's done.
It just popped up.
Yeah, for a day.
The news literally has not popped up in my game. I've been going out picking my kids.
You already missed the window. If you didn't get one, you're done.
Niantic? We got to talk. It literally, for the first time, and I've not been sitting on my phone, I go out and pick up my kids because they've been volunteering at a food bank. So I go pick up the older ones, and I'll pull up my gotcha, and I'll pull up my game, and I'll look at whatever news, and I'll dismiss it, which means it won't come back up. It just popped up for the first time late. So
yeah, it was, they were there for 24 hours.
I would rage quit, but I can't be bothered. Right, I just don't even care enough to rage quit. But I've only been random catching. So I did finish off an adventure and got a regular Trapinch. I'm looking through to see if I have anything cool popping out at me. But mostly it's been, I've been out of my house for about 10 minutes at a time, 15 minutes at a time, just to pick up the kids in the afternoon. And been doing a lot of work. So yeah, I'm not seeing anything jumping out at me. I'm going to do a shiny search, but I don't think there's anything there. So, yeah, I didn't really have, no new shinies. I haven't really gotten a whole lot done, and we'll get to it. We'll get to my question about what I saw today. It wasn't that. It was something else that popped up in the news today that I was going to ask you about. So I am in the Discord, as I'm sure Joe is pulling up on his phone.
I'm actually catching a Pokemon, but I can't pull it up.
No, get your Pokemon. Alfred, U.S. Nate Scout got a Chimchar that is perfect IVs. And he got a shiny Zigzagoon. And let's see, Buckeye Fitzy, just in time for community day, he got a perfect zero Weedle. It has zero IVs, man. Terry Wolf's dead to me, so I'm not even reading that. U.S. Nate Scout, he asked Shiny Grimer. Very cool. Y'all are getting some good stuff done. The Blue Shuckle made an appearance for Shiftworks.
Blueberry Shuckle.
Nice. And then let's see. I got to make this bigger. So Barry has this ticket from July 25th, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. This ticket will automatically activate to give you access to a special event on July 25th and 26th, wherever you are in the world. I wonder what event that could be.
I need to actually go in and purchase it. I haven't yet, but I will.
But so apparently he got it for free, it looks like. He says, bonus for challenge championship research, ? Check family's accounts and other persons and nada. But it just popped up on his. So interesting. Barry freaking Folk is a bigger damn influencer in this game than we are, Joe. What is up? What are we doing wrong? I don't even understand. I mean, I understand. Well, I don't get it, well, but you, Joe, you should get
Well,
something.
It's clearly because I didn't do the challenge. I didn't
finish it all the way out.
I didn't finish the first one and I didn't pay for it. So they're like, well, forget you then.
Maybe. U.S. Nate Scout went to check his Pokemon after running his gacha. He got a shiny Hundo. He got a shiny Shellder and a Hundo Baneri.
These are called Charles catches.
Yeah, they are. I don't really check my Hundo, so I don't know how many I've trashed.
You just got to type 4 asterisks, and know, it will show you all don't. Of them. Okay, all right. Just make sure
I'll
you know.
Do it tonight. Fine. U.S. Nate Scout was on this week, though, wasn't he? Jeez, oh, crazy. Yeah. Torchic?
Shiny
that
Torchic.
Shiny Torchic? Shiny then, Krabby? Shiny
what's
C-Dots?
Happening?
Oh, my God, man.
I told him he should have played the lottery.
I see that, yeah. Man, Nate, you were on this week. You used up all your luck. See, this is the way 2020 is going. You used up all your luck in that week. So what's going to happen for you in July is Pokemon's going to be real, but you're going to be the Pokemon. So aliens are going to catch you in a big ball and see what happens when you fight.
In Mother Russia, Pokemon catch you.
Popeye got the Blackout Zekrom, which is what I'm calling it. That thing is so beautiful. It's like the most sinister weeping angel ever. I dig it. Nicole got a shiny ball toy. Look at that. Some dude named Ard, who did not embrace the underscore here, got a Galarian Farfetch'd.
I know. I need to fix that. Yeah, I'm gonna have to fix that right now.
Our good friend Brian Ebbett got a cheesy crazy. He got a Hundo Zekrom, man. That's amazing. And Terry Wolf got an average Farfetch'd. And then he got a almost Farfetch'd.
The reason he posted that is because in general, and I haven't looked at to see what his CP points are, but like his best IVs, but I suspect that that's going to be good for PvP is what he's hoping.
That's what he's hoping, yeah.
Because it's got the 0 attack IV there, but it's got pretty high defense and stamina stats.
Whatever the blue triangle down is, I'm assuming these are, yeah.
Oh,
it says
okay,
PvP.
Yeah.
It says 99.5%
for Great League.
And then 99.2% for Ultra League?
Ultra.
Okay.
Yep.
So there you go. And Nate again.
I wonder what
Appy
uses for that.
Jesus. He's on Android. I know he's told us before, like PokeRadar. Not PokeRadar. That was a map thing, but I forget. But a lot of people use, I've seen this other places. But Nate, man. Nate's got clean. That was my experience of the week, was reading all of Nate's experiences of the week. Holy kidding, man. All right.
His roller coaster went up and it didn't come down.
Not yet, but you know, when Godzilla shows up next week, Nate's on the target. You shouldn't have used up all your luck playing Pokemon, man.
Maybe he counteracted it because he said he went out and bought a lottery ticket and he lost. So,
hey, yeah, maybe you're hitting reset buttons, what you're saying. So, yep. All right. Just so everybody knows, you can find this podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Twitch, and YouTube. We're everywhere you want to be. And of course, all your podcasters out there. And into the news, as you already know, we're talking about Galarian Farfetch'd and new avatar items arrive and celebrate the Isle of Armor. I'm actually really pissed off because that legit did not show up for me till today. And my gotcha in the five.
That just means you don't play the game enough.
I played it this afternoon and it didn't show up. I played it yesterday and it didn't show up. I even winked at him. Oh, that's a thing from
you
TikTok.
Even winked at them.
That's a sound from TikTok. Don't worry about it. It's a kid getting frustrated. It's just funny. I just heard it in my voice. I'm frustrated, but man, I kind of feel ripped off. I do. I played yesterday, Joe. It didn't pop up, man. Huh. Anyway, tell people about it. What they missed.
So for 24 hours, starting Wednesday, June 17th, until the morning of Thursday, June 18th. Now that's morning Pacific time, so may vary. Galarian Farfetch'd was available. And then in the style shop, there are some new items there, and some of them are free. I don't necessarily want to wear them, but some of them are free. And so you can see those options there. But yeah, I don't mess with the styles like at all ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every once in a while I'll change it up. But yeah, I forget it's even an option, to be honest with you, man. So that stuff that dropped in, and then, Currens is asking if we got the Isle of Armor DLC, but that's actually for the game, right?
That's for Sword and Shield. And I don't actually have Sword and Shield. My kids, recently have been begging me to buy it. We may get them eventually. We'll see.
We'll talk off air, but I think, it may suit you to do, and we're not sponsored by Gamefly. We could be, but you know, who honestly wants to hear that? I don't know. I mean, anyway, side point.
I've got a
way to flip out games and let people try stuff.
I've got the Elgato capture card, so I could stream Switch as well.
And
so,
yeah,
maybe I will. I have recorded some Switch play and put it on my Assorted Geekdom YouTube channel, but it was just Final Fantasy VIII, which I do need to get back to playing that some more. But
I can't. Right, I don't now. Even know how I missed. I mean, Dave was like, they were literally everywhere.
They were for 24 hours.
And in that 24-hour time, I was out for about 20 minutes, 20 to 30. Actually, let's see. This was today's Thursday. This was Wednesday. So actually, I think I was out in the morning. I was out in the morning time for a doctor's appointment with my daughter, if I remember. Yeah. Nate, I can't. I think so. And then in the afternoon, I went and picked up my son. So I was out for 30 to 40 minutes. Nothing, man. I was so disappointed.
Yeah, so Galarian Farfetch'd is actually a fighting type, whereas normal Farfetch'd is normal / flying. So, and right now we don't have an option to evolve it, though he does evolve into Sirfetch'd.
So, which has the big lance, right?
Yeah. Well, the big sword.
Did you?
He's basically got a sword and a shield. And in the main series games, you can evolve it after it hits a crit 3 times in a battle. So perhaps they will add a requirement that you will have to use it in a fight a gym with it or something, maybe. But maybe that's why they don't have it set to evolve yet, because they're still working on that new mechanic.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah. And did you ever grow up, I'm assuming you did, but did you ever grow up watching the Bugs Bunny cartoons?
What's up, Doc?
Yeah. You know that big sound effect they did that's like whomp when they hit somebody with something?
Yep.
That's immediately what I hear when I see that big leak he's got over his shoulder. He's just going to go whop. It is. Yeah. That's so thing. Pokemon Presents reveals new Pokemon Snap, Pokemon Cafe Mix, and Shiny Zerora.
Shiny Zoro?
Is that how you say it? Does that look like it's been like Zoro?
So as part of the reason why they released Galarian Farfetch'd is because of these announcements. They coincided with this. So the new DLC that was mentioned, the Isle of Armor, coming to Pokemon Sword and Shield, which is fine. You and I haven't played it, so that's, you know, there's not much to talk about there. I am, however, pretty excited that they are finally doing a new Pokemon Snap game. I don't know. Did you ever play the old Pokemon Snap on.
I played the a little Nintendo bit 64. Actually. Yeah, I did play a little bit of it, and I know everybody loves this game.
Well, and it's weird because it actually didn't even start off as a Pokemon game when they were developing it.
Right.
They
right.
transitioned it to a Pokemon game
because they figured nobody would buy it otherwise. Development.
Yeah, and so it's just interesting to see how it all came about. But yeah, it became an instant fan favorite. You're not catching Pokemon. You're not fighting Pokemon. You're literally throwing apples and snapping pictures, at least in the original series. And but you could do a whole bunch of interesting things in the game. You could throw apples to lure Pokemon to specific areas to get them to interact in such a way that they would evolve, or you could get Pikachu to ride on top of a Butterfree, or all kinds of different things.
That seems odd. They do show Squirtle. No, well, so
that's actually a nod to the opening of the anime, where it shows Pikachu riding on top of a Butterfree in the intro.
So a little side note, because it's something we've talked about in the past. I don't know if they listened to our show, but Second Star to the Right, when they sent me their gift, I got a sticker, a Charizard sticker on it. Yeah,
there you go. There you go. That's Charmander. So, but yeah.
Sorry, Charmander. Yeah, yeah. I had it away from me, Joe. I'm psychic. I was trying to read it mentally.
You're psychic.
But Second Star to the Right. Thanks if you listen. That's pretty cool. I dig it.
And straight on till morning.
Yep. There you go. And then what about this Pokemon Cafe Mix? That looks like a sticker-based match game.
Yeah, it says it's coming to Switch, iOS, and Android devices, and it's a puzzle game.
I mean, I absolutely see what's happening there. Is they started on one, they traced it out. It's kind of like if you ever played Tsum Tsum, the Disney Tsum Tsum game. It's like that, where you trace out as many as you can connect, but they do look more stickery, like they're two-dimensional stickers that you're tracing out there. And it's a basic puzzle game with I'm sure lots of people will dig it, you know.
Can you dig it?
We can dig it.
And then Pokemon Smile is apparently an app that is going to help children develop good tooth brushing habits. I'm like, okay.
Now, they're so close, they almost got it, but they need it.
Totally what we need.
Right, but if you're going to do this, and you're going to do this art style, hire Flork of Cows. Get Flork of Cows. This is close, but nah, it's not there, and I can't turn my back on Flork of Cows. They're too cool. So, you know what? If it works, awesome. If it gets kids to brush better.
And then the other part of this announcement is that Mega Evolutions are coming. They're coming.
Yeah, I saw somebody put that in their group, the Megas. But how long is it going to be before, you know, they come to the game?
They don't tend. I mean, it doesn't always work like this. But usually, lately, they don't announce something until it's within the next month or two.
Okay.
So I would expect it sooner rather than later. It says details are coming soon on this exciting new feature. So
I got a fat Pikachu sticker from Nicole. She sent that one to me.
And the other week you were bagging on the stickers and now you're all giddy.
I'm not giddy. I'm saying thank you to people who like it and they sent it to me. go ahead.
And then we actually have down below, I've marked done next to it, but you can see it. It has an infographic of Pokemon that are in the game that are capable of Mega Evolution. That doesn't mean that they will be available for Mega Evolution right when this feature drops, but
look at that. Look at that ones, murder hornet, man. That is a murder hornet.
And it could be a shiny murder hornet if you if you play your cards right this weekend.
And Alakazam looks cool. Slowbro's just he needs help. Slowbro just needs
that
help.
Clam is just eating him more and more.
Yeah, man. He's, but Marsh Stomp, woo! He looks like a Ben 10 alien. I dig it, man.
Or Ampharos will actually might actually see some relevant gameplay since. Are you chuckling about its hair? Ampharos.
No, no. I'm actually. No. I'll tell you what I'm chuckling about.
But Ampharos, the Mareep Community Day had Ampharos learning a dragon move, and the mega evolution of Ampharos is part dragon type, so we might actually see some of that in PvP. But yeah, so we've got
Gyarados. Gyarados looks fierce. But I was laughing at Sableye trying to steal a jewel that's twice its size almost.
Well, he's partially made of jewels.
So. I know. That's just funny. It's just funny.
But yeah, so we've got here the Gen 1 starters, Beedrill, Pidgeot, Alakazam, Slowbro, Gengar, Kangaskhan, Pinsir, Gyarados, Aerodactyl, Mewtwo, Ampharos, Steelix, Scizor, Heracross, Houndoom, Tyranitar, the Gen 3 starters, Gardevoir, Sableye, Mawile, Aggron,
Blaze. I know you're doing starters, but I see Metagross in there, and I see Blaziken. There's a lot. I mean, all the megas look pretty cool, except for, I mean, it doesn't look horrible, but Abomasnow is, he just had a bad hair day. That's all he, that's his mega evolution. He's like, yeah, I wasn't supposed to be dried, and I was, so.
Yeah. And then there's Rayquaza.
Yeah.
And these are specifically mega evolutions, so we don't know when they're going to do primal evolutions, because eventually, theoretically, they'll do primal evolutions for, unless this wouldn't be the first time where they've lumped things together. So they maybe will lump primal evolutions in with this. But Kyogre and Groudon both have primal evolutions. So they might try to put that in. And we didn't read all of them. We do have this infographic there. There's probably about a dozen more that we didn't read off the names. But yeah, a lot of good stuff. We'll have to wait and see how much this mixes up the meta. I suspect it'll mix it up quite a bit.
I want to be able to catch these in the wild in AR plus.
No, that's not how mega evolutions work.
Joe, I didn't say that's how it worked. I said,
I know what you said.
Think about it.
That's not how this works.
You pull up your AR Plus and you see this massive mega. It looks so good.
So mega evolution is a temporary state. Your Pokemon doesn't stay mega evolved.
But not
it's
in this
only
game.
For one battle.
Not in this game.
Maybe.
I don't imagine. I think it's going to be perfect.
Well, who knows with Niantic? Kurens is wondering if next year we'll get Z moves. Maybe. And then
we're gonna have to start getting one of those Bluetooth controllers you put your phone in to start using the buttons and stuff. You know what I'm talking about, Joe?
Yeah,
they're gonna force this. They're gonna have a Pokemon Go version of that. Then we're gonna have a controller on the side of our freaking phone to do this, man. It's crazy. All this stuff they're adding. But Paul Klotz said last night, all these additions actually got him back into the game and got him playing.
Really?
Yep. For now. I mean, I added it for now, but for now. But,
I mean, that's probably fair.
So
basically, every time Dragon Con happens, he gets back into the game for a little bit.
but and to be fair, when the winter hits in upstate New York, it's not conducive to playing Pokemon Go.
What are you talking about? That's perfect temperature. Pokemon Go.
All right. Where do you want to go next? We've jumped around a little bit. Which one do you want to do?
We can do them in order. Let's just do them.
So we know that Pokemon Go Fest 2020 has told us what it's going to do. Partially. It's told us what Saturday is, but not Sunday. They want Sunday to be a little bit of a surprise, and Niantic talks some of the future of its game. This is from Eurogamer.
Yeah, this is from Eurogamer, and it's actually from Professor Pine, who posted this on our Reddit.
Thank you, Professor Pine.
/ Pokemon Go podcast.
Say that again. I stepped on you.
Yeah, you did. Psh. Reddit.com/r/ Pokemon Go podcast. You can go there and submit your own talking points that we can use on the show. And this was one from Professor Pine. So this is a, like you said, a Eurogamer article specifically about GoFest, but also Niantic talking about their future plans. So GoFest 2020, the tickets are priced at $15 or 15 euros, but then plus taxes and fees. I can't remember how much that comes out to in the United States, but it's not much, like 16 something.
So the euro is actually worth less. If I remember right, it's worth a little bit less than the U.S. dollar right now.
Is it worth less or worth more? So you need more dollars to make up a euro.
So if I put in more, so it's worth more. You're right. It's worth a little more. So if they drop it down to 15 euros to be $15, it means they're actually paying less. But maybe it's offset by the VAT. She said, Nicole says the ticket is 16.99 euros.
So $15.
So that'd be about $15, roughly.
Yeah, $15 is 13.40 euros. So they're actually priced more, a little bit more expensively when taking into account conversion.
I keep doing it backwards, I think.
Yeah, 15 euros is $16.81.
Okay.
So.
Well, there's so 17 euros, so. U.S. State Scout said I paid exactly 15, no extra cost.
I wonder if the taxes and fees are localized to states, since each state has different.
Crams is in Australia, says it's $22.99 Australian dollars. Australian dollars. And I mean, it is, you know, it absolutely is localized. You know, because they have, like in Europe, they have to pay the VAT, your value added tax. And so, yeah, it's absolutely localized. U.S. does not put taxes on games yet, like in-game transactions. But the key is yet. So we'll talk about Pokemon Go Fest in a minute, but what's some of the other plans they have for the future of the game?
I thought I saw, yeah, Zenzalu. He put a picture of him purchasing a ticket through the Google Play Store, and there was 94 cents in tax for him. And he's in Chicago.
Interesting.
So it must be taking into account state tax, state sales tax.
And that is still a thing in the U.S. is every state has its own taxable rules. I know in Georgia, if I do a microtransaction, it is that price in the store.
And that's why other countries just think we're crazy, which I mean.
Well, and we are.
It's not that we're not crazy. But, yeah. Anyway, so. GoFest will be Saturday, July 25th and Sunday, July 26th. Tickets are available for purchase. And the ticket is good for both days.
And they did, like I said, they did talk about what Saturday would hold, and it sounds really cool. And they did specifically say Sunday they wanted to be a surprise and throw some new stuff out, you know, when they get closer to it. I currently have a super busy con planned for that weekend if it happens. So I've designated Nicole as my stand-in player. So whatever her experiences are my experiences. So I don't want to hear any filthy casual crap because I didn't get to do GoFest.
Clearly,
Nicole is playing for me.
We're expecting you to have gotcha and everything going so that you may not get the experience, but you still will get some.
The GoFest is not about catching, even though there's some cool stuff. It's all about the stuff you got to get done during that day, man.
I mean, you're not wrong. But yeah, like you said, they have announced Saturday there will be 10 hours over, quote unquote, over 10 hours of play with five habitats featured hour by hour. So that's very similar to what we had suggested last week.
Yep.
And so the themes are fire, water, grass, battle, and friendship. Mm. Now, we'll have to wait and see what battle and friendship entail. But, I mean, fire, water, grass is pretty...
You just described Monopoly in a nutshell, battle and friendship, right there.
My kids have been playing a lot of Monopoly lately.
Oh, I'm the king of Monopoly, man. I love that.
But, yeah. And then it says... So we do have the actual announcement as well. We've been basing this off of what Eurogamer has posted. But we do have the actual announcement, which I've linked there, linked in chat. But on day one, it's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time. And I'm sure that's what it'll be for Sunday as well. Yep, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time. And special research will be available, which everyone is assuming will be, oh, shoot. Why am I blanking on its name? The Sky Champion Pokemon.
Why are you that blanking on its name?
I know.
Thundurus?
No.
It's Thundurus.
No, it's not. Stop saying Thundurus over and over.
All right.
It's not Thundurus. It's Shaymin. Shaymin.
Thundurus.
Everyone thinks it'll be Shaymin. And so the special research will be available starting day one. Habitats will rotate every hour. So each habitat will be featured twice throughout the day. There will be a global challenge. So again, let's see. Trainers will have a chance to join forces in order to complete a collaborative challenge each hour. And I mean, we're gonna successfully unlock stuff. It's gonna happen. But one of the picture there shows send 100,000 gifts to friends, and it says ends in 45 minutes. So each hour we gotta complete something around the world.
And see, that's where I get left behind. Because they did say, I didn't remember, it did say specifically, once you've bought the ticket and you get all the challenges, you can actually do them anytime. You don't have to complete them that weekend. So I'm like, okay, well, there's
the
that.
Special research, yes.
Yeah, the research. But stuff like that, if there's something, I don't think there is, but if there's like a special prize, like if you sent during this hour, you sent gifts, here's extra Pokeballs or something, I won't get it. Because I absolutely, if the con happens, I won't be able to do anything in that time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would still have your gacha up and going because have you seen the different ones that are featured on the picture?
Yeah, I know.
If for no other reason, there's Gible and Snorlax.
I don't care about Snorlax. I have one. He's named Dead to Me Terry. And Dead to Me Zinzaloo.
I know you don't care about Snorlax. You're not going to catch any anyway. But Gible is available. And
Gible's
then
good.
You can see up on the tree line, there is a Team Rocket balloon up there.
Yes, I see that.
So I guess that, I'm guessing that will be featured on Sunday.
And of course, unknowns.
Yeah, unknowns, of course. And, we also, about a month or so ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, one of the code dives found mentions of Jesse and James.
Right.
So perhaps that will be part of it as well on Sunday, maybe. Civilian on Base is saying that there was a video released this week that may have hinted at something else for GoFest rather than Shaymin.
And saying Victini,
yeah. Which, what if they do both? Because they've got a lot of mythical Pokemon to go through still, and this releasing them once a year type thing is not conducive to progressing through them. So, what if What if Shaman is the special research and Victini is unlocked through the global challenge arena? Because arena, you think, oh, arena fighting Victory, Victini.
All right, I got you.
Maybe. That's what I'm putting out there as my official guess, is that the global challenge arena, when we unlock it, it will be Victini, and the special research is Shaman. That's my official guess. But yeah. Like, although they did also say for Pokemon Go Fest Day 2, there will also be another special research story.
They're giving you a reason to play again.
So there are two special researches, and Nicole just said that same thing in chat. There are two special research tasks. So it could be that the Global Challenge Arena is something different, and that the second special research is Victini. So it could be Shaman and Victini just from the special researches. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yep.
We got a little over a month. So 5 days, and you can go in and purchase a ticket if you go to the shop and tap on the Pokemon Go Fest 2020 image.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's $15 in the U.S. It's screw you everywhere else in the country or world, apparently. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break, and then there's another part of this article we need to get to about the future of Niantic and different things they're going to talk about. But sit tight. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
All right, I'm going to try another one.
Is it going to be Lindsey Stirling again? No?
Come on, rave, everybody. Oh, I love that music. I'm sorry that it does aggravate. Oh, look at your lights, Joe. Perfect. Oh, that's so good, man. I know there's gonna be people who don't like it. I like it. Joe likes it. And right now, that's all that matters. Maybe we'll put a Patreon level in that says you get to pick the music if you pledge to this level. And I will tell you, because I like the music, it's gonna be pretty high. So, all right, we're back. So there's another part to this article, right, about future changes in future games.
Exactly. And this will excite a lot of people like Terry Wolf, and well, just a lot of people in general. So they have told us, or I guess long-held rumors, that the cap will no longer be level 40. There's no word on when the cap will be increased, but the level cap will be increasing in the nearest future. Now, this is coming to us from, senior developer Matt Slemon. So, that's been an assumption for a long time. But yeah. So that's there. Yeah. New usage figures for Pokemon Go included a total of 30 million remote raids completed so far. So I don't think, the game has now seen more than 28 billion kilometers walked. I mean, this is a bunch of different metrics, but with 30 million raids being done since they brought it out, I don't see that going away anytime soon, especially since they made remote raid passes different for regular raids.
Look at the bottom of that paragraph. 1 billion Go Battle League competitive matches since January.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing that the amount that happened between January and mid-March is nothing compared to March.
Probably
until
March
now.
From now, yeah. That's because they took away that walking and everybody was home to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And please don't put the walking back in. There's really no
right,
no thematic sense to the walking restriction there. I recognize that they price gated the removal of that requirement, but we've had no walking for so long that I think people are just going to be mad if they put it back in.
Yeah, and I saw this pop up in game news, but the next paragraph talking about businesses that will appear in game whenever they've reopened or feel it's safe to encourage their customers to come in will show up just as Pokestops that were before. But there's an article that just popped up in the game. I don't know if you already have it or not, Joe, in the notes. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. You can nominate businesses, and that lets you know, them get a Pokestop, which should encourage more people to go there. And it's here in this article as well.
The link is there. And we can talk about that article right now. I've got it linked down below.
We'll get to it in a second. So the last thing they have is they have a product roadmap, product, not in-game stuff. But product existing or new games or new launches with two debuts per year. So it's 10 new launches with two per year. So they have a 5-year roadmap of new products that'll take the form of AR games or AR experiences out into the world beginning this year.
All those AR features that nobody uses. I mean, yeah. What Niantic is really doing. And we've talked about it before. They're not a game company. They're an AR company. But they are using the game revenue to fund their AR technology hobby, I guess, or passion, however you want to call that. That's what's happening. I forgot that they – U.S. Nate Scout mentioned Settlers of Catan. I forgot they are making an AR game for Settlers of Catan.
Is that a cool thing? Because I've never actually played the game. Is that something that would be AR?
I like Settlers of Catan a lot. Okay. How they put it into AR, we'll see. But it's free on Steam right now.
Settlers Joe, of Catan, this is Pokemon Go Show.
I know. I'm sorry.
Joe Shop Steam Show.
I really like Settlers of Catan. So I may have to download that later. And maybe you'll have to download it later, and we'll have all to right. play sometime.
I'm just saying.
Okay. But anyway, we were talking about the nominate businesses for the Niantic Local Business Recovery Initiative. Wow. So.
You worn out? Your Mountain Dew's running out on you, Joe? As he takes a big slurp. I say that.
All right, now that I've got some Mountain Dew in me. At Niantic, we are passionate about bringing communities together and lifting one another up through the good times and the challenging times. And so basically, what they're planning on doing is they are going for the foreseeable future, the distance at which you can spin Pokestops and gyms will remain increased, so it'll stay how it is. Gift storage and the number of gifts you can open per day will remain how it is. Remote raid passes will remain available. Now that makes me wonder if remote raids are going to go away eventually, because the way they phrase that makes me think all of this is going to go away eventually. And then the last one is the walking requirement to unlock sets of battles in Go Battle League will return eventually. So they've already stated that it will return.
Yeah.
Why? No, Niantic, don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah. Hashtag boycott.
Yeah.
Boycott Battle League.
All right.
when that happens, could you imagine if just everybody was like, nope, I am not paying to do Battle League ever?
It won't happen.
Whenever you try to get everybody on board with something, It won't happen. But it's true. I have plenty of because in order to bypass it, you need the premium battle passes. When it comes back, I am refusing to use my premium battle raid passes on it.
Yeah.
Period.
Your state scout says Battle League is boycotting us right now, and I said make that a title for the show. But yeah. Let's see where we're at. Solstice. Oh yeah. We know about the Solstice team event and bug out, but do we have more details? Is that why this is here?
Yes. Okay. So it was announced last week and we made some guesses, but we actually have firm details now.
I see Clefairy and Sun Kern will be coming. With Shiny, Clefairy anyway.
Yeah, Shiny Clefairy, and then of course, like we guessed, Lunatone and Solrock. Oh, we'll be changing regions during the event. I thought they would both be available global.
Well, it says, okay, so the bullet point below says, throughout the event, Lunatone and Solrock will both be appearing in 3-star raids and hatching from 5K eggs, regardless of your location. And then they'll be appearing in the wild in different regions, and there's a schedule. So, like, Friday to Saturday, June 19th to 20th, that's this weekend. Lunatone will appear more frequently in the wild, and so in the Eastern Hemisphere and Solrock in the Western. And Sunday to Monday, they'll be everywhere, and then Tuesday to Wednesday, they will swap hemispheres.
I am a touch worried that, because it's always bad when you've got two events clashing. And so this has increased spawns, but we also have Community Day this weekend. And so they're going to clash. So I am worried that somebody's going to get miffed. Somebody's going to get angry regardless, I guess. That's just the world.
All of that being what it is, I don't care until you scroll down to this cute little bugger at the bottom for the bug out event. Yeah. Shiny Dwebble. And he's like, look at me. You ever see that little spider? I can't remember his name. Little kid spider on the internet. That was so great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Lucas the spider.
Lucas the spider. Absolutely.
Yep. But yeah, so real quick, before we actually start talking about the bug out event, the Solstice theme event will take place June 19th, so starting tomorrow morning, until Wednesday night, so June 24th at 10 p.m. Yep. So it's 8 a.m. tomorrow, so 8 a.m. Friday, June 29th.
And it's all local time.
Yeah, until Wednesday, June 24th. And then once the event is over, again, Lunatone will stay in the Western Hemisphere and Solrock will stay in the Eastern Hemisphere. So they are officially swapping. Oh, yeah. All right.
Now bug types.
Yeah, the bug out event, which I'm more excited for than the Solstice event.
Agreed.
And we actually have an infographic specific for the bug out event as well. So Shiny Dwebble doesn't really look much different, but its evolution.
Oh, holy cow. That's a heck of an evolution right there.
Have you never seen
Crustle? Crustal,
yeah,
he's the earth mover.
Yeah, he's just got a huge rock on his back. But so this bug out event, so some of the specific Pokemon that will appearing in the wild are Dwebble, shiny available, Venipede, Scyther, who also has a shiny available, Nunketa. So they've got some specific days when certain bug types are available,
more often.
Yeah. So on Friday, the 26th, so the bug out event, we'll just back up just a moment, is Friday the 26th until July 1st, Wednesday, July 1st. Friday and Saturday of the event, Nkata will appear more often through incense. Specifically, okay. On Sunday and Monday, Wurmple will appear again through incense. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, Scyther will appear more often, again, specifically incense, all three of which have their shinies available. And then they are going to have a pincer raid day. So on Sunday, June 28th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time.
It's kind of like a community day, but raids.
Yes. Yeah, raid day. That will be available, and there will actually be one Pokecoin bundle available that will have three remote raid passes in it. Now, again, you're capped at three, so unless you have zero, you actually can't buy that bundle. So you may want to go out and do some remote raids.
Because you can't trash them.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think they made it so you can trash remote raids. Actually, a while back they did.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Or at least they made it so you could trash regular raid passes.
It's going to be there through the event, yeah. So use them and then use your one Pokecoin.
Yeah, you can trash remote raid passes as well. Not that you necessarily would want to.
Right, right. But
you could. But yeah. So the bug out event is, at least to me, is a lot more exciting than the Solstice event, but again, events, hurrah.
And happy. That's basically, if you're not understanding the dates, that's this weekend and next weekend. So for the next 2 weeks, you're basically going to be doing stuff.
A little bit more than the weekend.
Yeah, because it runs through Wednesday. Exactly.
Runs through Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus community day this weekend, plus raid day next weekend. So for roughly for the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a ton of stuff to do.
Yep. Pretty much.
And that's why they had to shut down the servers, because Dwebble broke the internet right there. That's I don't usually get taken in by cutesy little things, but that little dude is cool. So let's see. Limited tests incoming, daily guaranteed Pokemon encounters, and daily free boxes in the shop. But only if you're in New Australia or something?
Yeah, so this is specific for, well, let's see, where does it say? Because it is limited. It says they'll be rolling out more to people, more trainers, so keep an eye out for updates. Does it actually even say where? It just says a limited group of trainers will soon get a special visit from Professor Willow.
Oh, I run up with the breaking news. I guess, I don't know why it took me so long to get to it, but apparently I have a shiny Honchkrow Murkrow. They're like, all right, you know what? I'm going to evolve that. I've got everything I need. He is the pimpiest of pimps, man. I love that Honchkrow right there. He's my new favorite. I've already started him up. So, sorry. Yeah, so it doesn't say where. It does say limited.
Oh, Nicole said that she had a daily box, and it was two regular Pokeballs and two Great Balls.
It was the free box?
Nicole? That's what it sounds like, yeah. And then Cramzo1, who I believe earlier said they were from Australia, said that they got incense.
You know what? Let's go into the store right now. And it said daily free box. I've got one right here. Three Pokeballs and one potion. See, Barry, you're not special. I get stuff too. Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see.
It is right at the top of your store.
I don't have one.
What?
I'm not special like that.
I got one and Joe didn't.
What noise was that?
That was me being totally blown away by the fact that I got something you guys didn't get. I don't
and
know.
And US why. Nate Scout said that he doesn't either.
I'm special. Nicole says non-40s only.
Maybe. She said she's not sure, but it would be funny if it was non-40s only.
I read what I want to read.
Cramzo1, are you level 40? Oh, a U.S. Nate Scout's not 40.
Yeah, okay. But we covered this at the beginning of the show, U.S. Nate Scout. They gave you everything shiny and 100%. Like, come on, like, man. Seriously.
If you caught a shiny this past week, you're not getting one. Yeah, is that what it is? Because I caught a shiny this past week.
You get the point. Let's move on, Joe. Let's move on. So there's a free box that some people can get. And I got one. What else is in that article? Anything else, Joe?
Nope. Okay. Just that these will be rolling out, and they don't say how they're planning on rolling them out. So it seems kind of haphazard, but yep.
So now this last thing is on their Twitter account, right? We're investigating reports that some players are being incorrectly flagged by our system, the shadow bans.
All of a sudden, Charles is shadow banned. I mean, what?
They can't shadow ban me. I don't play enough.
apparently this is mostly iOS players is what I've been hearing in the community that have been incorrectly flagged with 7-day bans and temporary bans. And in fact, we don't have it sourced here, but they have gone on to specifically state that until they get this fixed, they are going to maintain support for 32-bit Android devices. So they haven't determined when they're going to cut off. Last week we had talked about how they're planning on cutting off 32-bit Android devices. Well, they get a stay of execution in the meantime while Niantic works on this issue.
It's always working on something, isn't it? It's always working on something.
Yep. There's always issues.
Speaking of issues, I cannot remember where I put this audio. So vamp for a second, Joe. I figured this out. Yeah, I figured it out. Here it is. I found it. All right. Let me just say it.
Hey there. This is Cheeky Nashville, and I got a question for Joe. What time is it, brother?
It is time for random trivia. And this week I wanted to talk about the cute, the adorable Dwebble.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So Dwebble is a bug rock type. I mean, shocker there. He's basically a hermit crab, right? He is the rock.
Hold on. Sorry. It was requested by Karans 2311. There you go. Now, what about Dwebble? It was just a thing.
Dwebble is the rock in Pokemon, whereas Crustle is the stone home Pokemon.
I thought it was going to be the rock out Pokemon, or would that be Loudra?
See, and here I'm thinking rock in. I mean, that's kind of like a hotel, right? An inn hotel.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, all right.
Crustle has the stone home Pokemon. I've been playing a lot of Monopoly lately, so going from houses to hotels is usually better than going from a hotel to a home.
But in real life, isn't it better to go home?
It's true. That's just because you can't charge them more money because they own their home, right? And again, they're both bug rock type Pokemon. And actually, Ash catches a Dwebble in the main series games, or main series games in the anime. And his Dwebble doesn't have a rock on its back for a long time. And it does eventually get one, of course. But yeah. And it's one of the Pokemon that actually evolves for Ash. Ash has a tendency to leave them in their cute lower forms instead of allowing them to turn into monsters. But Crustle is still pretty cute. So yeah. There's that.
That is a big piece of dirt on that dude's back.
That is a big piece of dirt. Dwebble, its Pokedex entry says, this Pokemon can easily melt holes in hard rocks with a liquid secreted from its mouth. That's pretty intense.
That's kind of like Shuckle, right? But a little bit different. What's with these shelled Pokemon that just melts the world?
It just happens. Actually, Shuckle makes berry juice that is kind of like medicine. It has rejuvenative properties.
He doesn't melt things.
And then Crustle, its Pokedex entry says that it possesses legs of enormous strength. Well, that makes a whole lot of sense since it's carrying a giant rock on its back, enabling it to carry heavy slabs for many days even when crossing arid lands. Now I'm curious to see what the weight difference is, because they actually do show the weight for each of these, and I don't usually state it in RAM trivia, but in this one I am curious. So
all right,
Dwebble, Yes. Its weight is 32 pounds. Okay.
All right.
Crustal, 440 pounds.
All right.
When he evolves, he gains over 400 pounds.
I told you, there's a big piece of dirt on his back.
It's a big piece of dirt. A big piece of dirt. So Dwebble and its evolution Crustal, no other Pokemon has the same egg group combination. Now, for those that don't play the main series games, they're like, what? What are you talking about? Egg group combination. So what they've done in the main series games, because there is breeding in the games where you can breed two Pokemon and get an egg, hatch eggs. We have eggs in Pokemon Go, but that's how it works in the main series games. And Pokemon are only compatible for breeding if they share an egg group. For Dwebble, which, I mean, this makes a whole lot of sense, its egg group is bug and mineral. So, I mean, that is what it is. He is a bug that has a giant rock on him. Like I said before, Dwebble is based on a hermit crab.
Yeah, I mean, that's really straightforward for once.
And then Dwebble comes from a combination of the word dwell or dwelling and pebble. Whereas Crustal comes from a combination of crust and castle. The crust could also be a reference to crustacean, which I think is probably more accurate than crust. It's probably crustacean and castle, but there are like I said, it's not a perfect science. There are multiple theories as to where it comes from. I would lean towards crustacean.
I would dare say there's no science to how they name these things.
Well, all right, that's probably true. But yeah, a lot of good stuff. And apparently Crustal, in the Unova region, there is a Unova horoscope, and apparently Crustal represents July. So that makes sense why the bug out event. No, wait, the bug out event is June.
Yeah.
What? I mean, I guess it's ending in July, but still.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a little jump in the shark there. But yeah, it represents July.
Well, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
So we've got, unless you got something else there. You have more trivia there? Okay.
No.
We got one more thing. Have not listened to this yet. It came in roughly right before the show. So here we go.
Hey guys, US Nate Scout here, and I'm not from Nashville. So I want to talk about what happened to me this week in the game and a theory I might have of why. So as you probably saw in the experience of the week, I got a shiny and 100% on like Friday, right after the show. Then on Saturday, I didn't get anything. Sunday, I hatched a shiny. Really lucky. That's the first time I've ever hatched a shiny. Monday comes around, and I buy the GoFest pass. I'm really excited for GoFest. I'm really happy I get to actually participate. Living in Maine, there's not a whole lot of events, especially like local, that I can go to. So I get the GoFest pass, and within an hour, I hatch another shiny, I catch a shiny, and I catch 100%, which I'm like, oh, that's, first off, that's amazing. Like, that's the most I've ever gotten in a day. And now I guess I'm set for like a week and a half. I wake up the next day and I wear my gotcha to work. I work for a little bit of time. And at 12, I check my phone and I've gotten three more shinies and another 100%. So I'm really excited. And today I caught another 100%. So I normally barely get anything. And now I'm up to 300% and six shinies. But my theory is that I bought the pass. And so that might have influenced it. I want to know what you guys thought. I love the show. Thank you guys so much. Deuces.
Thanks, US Nate Scout.
Price gated shinies.
Not price gated. It's like a buy one, get a bonus, maybe.
I wouldn't put it past Niantic to do that, though. You would think if they were going to do that, they would announce it to incentivize it. But I don't know. I think we would have seen more. I think it's just coincidence, because I think we would have seen more posts on Reddit to corroborate it.
Gotcha.
But I can test this week, because I'm going to buy my ticket this week, and we'll see if I get more. I can't see that. You're holding it up to the wrong webcam.
I am holding up the wrong webcam. Aren't I?
All right. So you're buying it right now.
Buying it right now.
All right.
Y'all taught me into it with all the use your gotcha and whatnot. And so there you go. My purchase was successful.
Okay. So US Nate Scout is here in chat as well. And yes, they said that there were posts about rumors that if you purchased clothes from the shop, that you had enhanced luck for a short time. So,
we will see.
And Old Plain Face here in chat says 100% are for everyone, which again, that would also hold true, because if assuming that the trainers are above level 30, the IV, and that it's a spawn for everyone, not an incense spawn, then the IVs are supposed to be the same for everybody. So you okay there?
I sounded like you were going to disagree. No, not that. I wanted the thing that I wanted to talk about did not come up in the news. I just thought of it, and it's not this free boxing. It was something else that I hit that said incense. Yeah, there's been work. Okay. Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't news. Professor Old Man, whatever his name is, popped up and said, "Hey, I've been working on Professor Willow. I've been working on part of a special kind of incense that attracts Pokemon to you once a day. They'll appear only for you. Be sure to check the game every day to see what Pokemon will appear." And immediately, a Rattata appeared, and I had two other Pokemon on the screen. They were doing the regular rings out, like the multi-rings out, as they do. Mm. And the Rattata had one solid ring going on. So apparently I'm a part of this.
Well, so that was part of the announcement, too, the guaranteed Pokemon each day.
Yeah, I see that now. Because it wasn't news. It was him actually popping out and saying. So if you're in it, Joe, he will pop up and tell you you're in, which also means you'll get the daily free box. I guess.
All right.
They may not be tied together. But, yeah, he popped up today. See, I told you I played. He popped up today and told me I was in this thing with special incense. I'm like, okay, but do I use incense? What do I do? And that's what I was going to come ask you, Joe. What do I do? Do I use some of the million incense that I have? Or does he just pop up? I think it just pops up for you, because that ring was definitively different than the other ring. I mean, I noticed immediately. I'm like, oh, that's a big, thick white ring around this Rattata, as opposed to the other rings going out from the other Pokemon.
Hmm. So, okay.
Like, I'll show you real quick on the camera. I've got a minus dude, whatever. And you see how he has the mini rings going out?
Yeah.
And so the difference was, instead of having the little rings going out from him, it was one big thick ring emanating out. So there you go. So I'll play a little bit more this week and maybe report back.
And see if your luck is up there.
Yeah.
And now, US Nate Scout did say that he was using incense, so that might be part of it too. You purchased it. I play a bunch of other games where the community has their own theories on how to get luck.
Oh yeah, I'm not worried about that specifically. I was curious about, do I use incense because he made me a special incense? Or does it automatically happen? And I think it might automatically happen.
Okay.
On that one. So with that being said, it is time for us to get out of here, Joe. So if you want to email us, show@PokemonGoPodcast.com. Hit us with the speak pipe at our website. It's PokemonGoPodcast.com. As Joe said earlier, Reddit is /r/PokemonGoPodcast. Again, thanks to Professor Pine for putting in that story this week for us. Facebook is @Facebook/PokemonGoPodcast. Twitter's @PokemonGoPod. Twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And let's see what else we got. Joe, where can they find you on the web? Well, you know what? They know Joe underscore Ard, right? Embrace the underscore.
Embrace
we know
the
that.
Underscore.
You were doing a video right before this and uploading it. Where can they see
I
that
was.
Kind of stuff?
So I do have my Assorted Geekdom YouTube channel that has sporadic videos. I mean, I named it Assorted Geekdom for a reason. There's a bunch of different games there. The ones that the public has access to are Summoner's War. I've got a bunch of Summoner's War videos out there, which is another mobile game. And then there is I'm being told to link it.
Yeah,
I will. I'll put a link there. And then I also have some Final Fantasy videos on there, which I need to get back to playing. I don't know if I add up all the gameplay time, 1, 2, 3.5 hours, 4 hours into the game. There's 5 videos out there, and there's no rhyme or reason to how long they are other than this is how long I recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, what I really need to do is get another Switch dock and have it set up downstairs. Cause right now the Switch dock is upstairs on the main TV rather than downstairs with my computer. And you have to have the Switch dock in order to connect it to the Elgato. But
yep,
anyway, search Assorted Geekdom on YouTube and you will find it. And I have linked it in the Twitch chat as well.
And you can just find me, Rock Got a Podcasting or Charles McFall. Just search me and you'll pretty much find me. It'll pop up. And hopefully, cross my fingers, I don't want to be sick. I don't want to get anybody else sick, but I am ready for a con, man. And one of my businesses kind of depends on cons happening. So cross my fingers in Tampa. Actually, it's Tampa Bay Comic Con, and I will give you that exact date. I'll be in Tampa Bay, theoretically, with Tony P. Henderson, and we'll be hosting a lot of the panels. It's July 10th
through
12th.
What's your website, the con guys?
Con Mods, theconmods.com.
See, I think I called you the Con Bros at one point. Yeah, the Con Mods.
It's all
mods.
Good. Theconmods.com, and they should have the dates there, but Tampa Bay will be there July 10th to 12th, and then basically Pokemon Go Fest weekend will be in Atlanta at Atlanta Comic Con doing that. I know, Nicole, and it's probably not going to happen. Probably not going to happen. But if it does, I'm going. I'm just going to tell you now. So, I'm going to save this just for the live stream. I've got something to tell everybody who's here live. But thanks for listening to the podcast. Tune in next week to hear Joe say,
hopefully I can say, I got a whole bunch of shinies because I bought my GoFest ticket.
Yeah, so far, no good for me, but you know, it is what it is.